Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
Welcome to The Balance. You have reported to duty to the number one sports talk show in the world between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. right here on your dial, whether it's across the nation on our affiliate radio stations or on a tape delay broadcast such as Indiana Talks, our encore presentation. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, what a great show that we've got in store for you today, as if this today would be different than any other day. Well, we're going to be talking some racing, myself and that redneck from Philly. Going to be talking some racing, both IndyCar and NASCAR. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking with one and only Mr. Gene Walker from over at Indiana Talks. Yeah, we're going to get into some PC talk with them Redskins. Of course, we got a lot of other stuff on tap. I tell you what, when you come to The Balance, you better come prepared. You better bring your game, because here's what's going to happen. We're gonna break down the entire world of sports as it happened for the last week, and so you don't want to miss it. And myself and that redneck from Philly, Kevin Chapman, going to be bringing it to you and breaking it down for you the only way that. There's only one way to do it, and that's the way that we do it here on The Balance. Everybody else falls short, and you better believe that. 917-889-8516 is my digits. If you want to get in with the conversation, if you want to talk, the Redskins, or if you want to talk some whatever you want to talk sports. You know, it's one of those mornings where I totally, totally go brain fart on you. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. We're ready to get this stuff going.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious
delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
All right, my minions. Nothing better than getting the day started with the $6 million man, the Bionic Man, Steve Austin. Speaking of the Bionic Man, that bionic redneck from Philly, Mr. Kevin Chapman, how we doing, sir?
Doing good, brother.
Ready to rock and roll?
Always ready to rock and roll.
Man, I tell you what, I am not ready to rock and roll. You know, we have a couple coffee pots running around the Balance Studios here. I can't get one of them to work. It just makes that bubbling sound like it's perking, like it's teasing you, only to have nothing come out. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand it. But I don't have time to work on it. So I found me some tea bags and a microwave with some water. I guess we're teabagging it today, as they would say, right?
That's what we're doing.
Did you have a good week?
Pretty good week.
Good, good, good. Ready. Well, we're going to get into some racing here in just a minute, Kevin, and we're going to hear it at the top of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about, the Washington Redskins and our government. Yeah, we finally, after all these years of doing this show, we get to combine some political talk with some sports talk, and we're going to be talking about the Redskins and their recent events in the news. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Now, I and I'll give a little teaser here. I do not understand what happened and why it happened, but oh my God, unbelievable course of events with the Washington Redskins and our government deciding who, you know, it starts there. People don't understand that what a foundation this is and what a precedent this is setting for the government and sports teams and not only sports teams, but businesses and private industries. So, hey, I'm glad that we get to vent. Well, I tell you what, the IndyCar isn't going to be on the track for another 7 days, 5 hours, and 50 minutes and 26 seconds when they're down at the Shell and Pennzoil Grand Prix of Houston. Of course, two races out there on the 28th, I should say, at 3, and the 29th at 3 o'clock as well. Nothing gets bigger than Houston, but we can talk IndyCar, but let's get into some NASCAR. And speaking of IndyCar, you know, IndyCar this week was testing out at Pocono, and IndyCar is used to going into road courses, that's true, but they're also very used to going ovals. But when you try to combine the road course with an oval, it's like, oh, we got an oval. Whoa, no, we don't. It becomes quite fascinating to watch. And so, but the boys are out, the big boys in NASCAR are out in Sonoma this week. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir. I believe it is Sonoma, correct?
You are correct.
Sonoma, California.
Sonoma, California.
Sonoma, California. So they're out at that out there. So, you know, Sonoma always brings an interesting type of race. And, of course, today at 11:40 a.m., we've got the nationwide race. And that'll be on at ESPN2. And at 1:40, they're running the nationwide race in the actual help me understand today's schedule, Kevin. It looks like they're running two races on the same day.
Yes, which normally does not happen, but they are, unless it's different than what I've been looking at, everything is the going for today.
Huh.
Matter of fact, I'm trying to pull that up right now, because that's not normally how they roll.
Well, today's the 21st. I'm checking my dates here. I could be wrong. It looks like 2 days. Two races today. The first race is 11:40. Second race is at like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Let's see here.
Kevin, you should have did your show prep, man.
Look, I'm just now getting my coffee too. All right.
Hey, brother, coffee. So. All right, well, we'll get back to that. But basically, the boys are out in Sonoma this week. Let's talk a little bit about last week's race and break that down for us. Of course, out at the Michigan International Raceway and out there on Father's Day. So talk with us. Give us a recap, Kevin, of last week's race out at Michigan.
Give me 1 sec here. One track here. What did it say? The 21st? No. Sprint Cup is tomorrow. So let me pull this up here. We're gonna fix this nasty stuff.
Here's what I see. Upcoming schedule, and I'm just reading it as I see it online as well. Upcoming schedule, 11:40 a.m. Eastern, NASCAR Nationwide Series Coors Light Pole Qualifying. I got you.
Well,
okay, I'm with you now. I actually have to read.
Okay. Yeah, so it'll be the pole qualifying, and then after that will be the race, which the Sprint Cup does it different. They'll qualify one day, race another. Sprint, we'll do it on the same day.
We got this. We got this, man.
We got this.
This is all good. It's the Toyota Save Mart 350. We got that much. We know that much. Well, let's get back on point here. Last week's race at the Michigan International Raceway. Kevin, break it down for us.
Michigan, here we go.
Meanwhile.
There.
All right.
I don't have it pulled up. I thought we were talking Redskins first.
You know, now we're going to talk. We're going to talk. That's okay. We're going to talk Redskins. You know what we're going to do, Kevin? Here's exactly what we're going to do. The problem with coffee and the problem with coffee and the hot tea and you know what we're going to do? We're going to start this bad puppy back over. We'll just start the show back over. All right, we'll be right back with the start of The Balance.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquez and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper!
We are ready to rock and roll. I got myself and that redneck from Philly, Mr. Kevin Chapman. All right, how's it going, Kevin? I feel good. We got a fresh
there we go.
We got a fresh start on the day, and we're ready to go. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about NASCAR. You know, see, what we just allowed our listeners to do is what we call a live sound check. How about that? We'll just chalk it up. We'll just chalk it up as a sound check. Of course, IndyCar is out until for the next 7 days. They will be picking up in Houston at the Grand Prix of Houston on the 27th through the 29th. Of course, the first race on the 28th, the second race on the 29th. That's the Shell and Pennzoil Grand Prix of Houston, picking that up in 7 days. 5 hours now, 43 minutes, and now 44 seconds. So we move on over to the other big guys on the track, NASCAR. We're going to be talking a little bit of NASCAR, of course, out in Sonoma. And the nationwide race is today and the Sprint Cup race tomorrow. But let's take a little bit look at what happened last week, Kevin Chapman, with the race on Father's Day out at Michigan International Raceway.
Well, you know, it's caused some issues again. I don't know if you follow a lot of the racing on Twitter, NASCAR. I know you do open wheel, but what blew my mind was after last week's race, Jimmy Johnson finally pulled off the one track that he hasn't won at, which, yeah, he actually has a track he didn't win at. So Jimmy Johnson now, last week's winner, has won at Michigan. And there are actually people tweeting or Twittering or whatever you want to call it, saying that they want their favorite driver or any driver to try to throw him in a wall this week or wreck him or whatever they could possibly do. And that blew my mind after that.
So let me get this straight. Walk me through this. Is the fans asking for this, or this is
Yeah, fans are like, you know I'm a Hendrick Motorsports fan, so Jimmy Johnson was one of my drivers. But basically, that's like, for me, Kyle Busch, which you know I don't like either, Kyle or Kurt, win a race, and then I get on Twitter and sent a tweet tagging Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon saying, please wreck Kyle Busch next week. We want to see him thrown into a wall.
Huh. Interesting.
All over his win.
Well, haters love to hate, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well,
still, I don't understand it, but, you know, I guess I don't have to.
Well, you know, I don't understand NASCAR fans a lot of times as a whole.
Hey, now.
Not necessarily individually speaking, but just as a whole. I'm a big NASCAR fan, too. I like NASCAR. Yeah, I follow a lot of open-wheel IndyCar, and that's kind of my baby, my backyard there. But at the same time, I do follow a lot of NASCAR, and I do. But sometimes the things that NASCAR fans come up with, And maybe that's because of it, without being stereotypic, but hey, you're a redneck, it's okay. A lot of people, though, I think the fan base is a completely different fan base between IndyCar and NASCAR. And, you know, they like to see the wrecks. They like to see, of course, you know, we like to see wrecks in IndyCar too. So I'm not gonna say we don't, but it just seems like some of the things that, I don't know. I could get on a tangent, but I shall not, sir. I shall not.
Well, you're right. It is a different crowd. I mean, but NASCAR, you could bump a little bit more, and you could crash, and for lack of better terms, it doesn't look as dangerous as it does in open wheel. In open wheel, two cars crash, and you just it just looks like no one's going to possibly walk away. So I think maybe that's part of it. Open wheel's a little more skeptic about that because there's more openness to the driver, so it's more dangerous.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Hendrick Motorsports. I mean, come on, let's look at where they're at in the standings. Maybe that's what it is. Top three, Gordon Johnson and Earnhardt. And first of all, Gordon Johnson and Earnhardt are all great drivers, but I want to focus in on one driver, and that's one sitting in the number one spot, number 24 car, Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon, in a lot of ways, I think this could be his last year. If he wins a championship and I've said it on this show, and last year I said it, I think that we're getting to the point where we're going to see that Jeff Gordon's days are over in a race car. And certainly I would think that if he wins a championship, he's got to look at retiring. What are your thoughts?
I agree, and he has made the comments that you know, he wants to win a Sprint Cup championship. If you think about it, his four championships are not in the new Sprint Cup. And he's made a comment that if he wins that, then he will most likely retire. And he should. He's been around long enough. And he's going to go out as one of the best drivers. And people will argue this, but statistically, he'll go out as one of the best drivers in NASCAR. And he has no reason not to. There's not much left to prove.
Well, absolutely. And I guess that's my whole point. Jeff Gordon retiring is not me hating on Jeff Gordon. There's could probably give a list of a lot of drivers who, we could probably give a list for a lot of drivers who could retire and maybe should retire, you know. Let's talk a little bit about last week, for example. At what point do we look at Jimmy Johnson? And I can see why a lot of fans look at, hey, let's get Jimmy Johnson on the wall. Let's get him out of there. Jimmy Johnson is a very, very good driver, very good competitive driver. But when you look at Jimmy Johnson and the number of championships that he has, of course, he was mentored by Jeff Gordon. And you look at where the accomplishments he's had. What makes Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon and Hendricks Motorsports, what makes them such good drivers?
Hendricks himself has put in some crew chiefs that NASCAR is a huge team sport. It's like a wheel. I mean, it's very – you could have an amazing driver, which there are some great drivers out there. For example, I personally think Martin Truex Jr. is a great driver. But he's never really been on a team that has gelled. Him and his crew chief talk over the radio halfway through the lap, come in and adjust the car because they didn't have that understanding between each other. Hendricks Motorsports, if you look at the way Gordon and his crew chief are and Jimmy Johnson and his, Jimmy Johnson and his crew chief are the best out there right now. They could be halfway through the lap. All Johnson has to do is say, I'm sliding, come out, turn three. He comes in, and it's fixed.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were getting ready to say something. Let's talk about that. Does the driver, the crew chief, and that jelly, and I get that, but a lot of people think Hendricks Motorsports cheats, and especially when we look at the situations that happened last year, and let's schedule a pit. I think it was the rumor was around Greg Biffle, but in theory, they think that. Well, let's just say it. A lot of fans aren't always honest with themselves or their mind, but a lot of fans think Hendricks Motorsports are cheaters.
Well, and you're right, and I guess when you win a lot, that's what happens. People will just refuse to believe that a driver knows his race car that good, or a crew chief knows how to fix a car that good. And it was proven last year it wasn't the Hendricks Motorsports cheating. Other teams cheating is what got Jeff Gordon into the 12th man into a chase, first time ever. In this turn, it brought NASCAR's eyes open a little bit, and now this year there are 12 people in the chase. So that cheating episode didn't just put Jeff Gordon in last year. It actually changed the whole chase for race concept, but a different story. Anyhow, I just think it's in any sport. I mean, thank God Miami got dethroned, but when Miami was winning those championships, everybody's trying to say, well, Miami's got to be doing something. You know, fans just cannot grasp it or accept it, I guess, that sometimes they just have it going on. And Hendricks has that right now.
Well, and it's certainly his time. So, you know, we'll see how he does throughout the day. If he wins another championship with Jimmy Johnson, I think people have got to start looking at what is going on. Maybe I'm just the guy that likes conspiracy theories, and I'm the guy that likes...
Yes, you are.
Like to stir the soup a little bit here, but I just I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know what he would be cheating at. I mean, obviously they've got a pass tech, and there's certain there's certain qualifications that they have to meet before they get on a track, and then of course they have to pass tech again after the race. So I don't know where my conspiracy would lie at, but damn it, it's there somewhere. Hendrick's Motorsports. Actually, you know what, though? I tell you what, speaking of Hendrick's Motorsports in the number three spot, I do like Dale Jr. And I mean, if you see Dale, it is certainly not out of the realm of possibility. If you see Dale Jr. or Jeff Gordon win a championship this year, it's very, very, very possible. But how cool would it be to see Dale Jr. win a championship?
I personally would like that. I think he needs it. I believe he got his popularity when he first came in based on his dad and his name. And people will argue with that. How could he be one of the most popular drivers when he wasn't even winning races at the time? Like I said, he was popular because of his dad, and he's finally able to this year change that and prove that he actually is a really good driver.
All right, well, let's talk about what's going on today out at Sonoma. Make sure we got the track right? Track right, Sonoma, Nationwide Series.
Yeah.
So today is the Gardner-Denver 200 by Johnsonville. So I wonder if there's going to be some brats. You know, I want to talk a little bit here in the Nationwide Series. I'm really liking some of these guys that I'm seeing. And talk about my open wheel guys right up there now as we got Alex Taglioni making a move over to NASCAR in the Nationwide in the Ford discount tire. Look at Alex Taglioni along with other drivers who have made the switch over from IndyCar, Danica Patrick being one of them. When we look at that changeover and we look at Alex Taglioni, obviously ran the Indianapolis 500 this year with Sarah Fisher Racing, but it looks like that he's made a somewhat of a commitment to possibly make that move over to NASCAR.
And the unfortunate side is there hasn't been a lot of people that have been successful with that. That's a big change. And it's vice versa. I mean, yes, Tony Stewart was great. Montoya Pablo, however you want to say his name. He was okay NASCAR, great Indy. So we'll see how it goes. I like when people cross over. I think it's great for both sports because it brings those open wheel guys to at least look at NASCAR, and sometimes they actually like it. After that, I just don't know how successful it'll be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because to give a point from a driver coming from the open wheel, coming over to NASCAR, Sam Hordish Jr., you can't argue his success, and certainly a guy there in the Toyota car in second last week at the Michigan International Raceway, and you look at Sam Hordish, and he's there again, top best speed in practice one for today's Nationwide race at 108.189, his best time, 134.698. He's the leader, and there you go, a former IndyCar driver himself.
No, I mean, it's obviously it can be done. Tony Stewart has won championship in NASCAR, so it can be done. Danica Patrick, actually, Danica does really well. Other than she has got to have the worst time you could possibly have. She's always in the wrong time at the wrong place and gets wrecked by somebody. So it can be done, but there's just not a lot of people that can do that. And I don't think there's a lot of NASCAR drivers that can go to open wheel either. It's not a knock on open wheel. It's too different to me.
Well, you know, Danica's going to be Danica, and she can wreck as many people as she wants, and she's always going to come out. She's always going to come out smelling like a rose, and Danica Patrick's always going to. You either love or hate Danica Patrick, but
her ass is so hot. I've seen it cause traffic accidents.
That's going to be Danica Patrick. I mean, and it's unbelievable the love that people have for Danica. Don't get me wrong. She's a talented driver, and, you know, certainly don't have time to get into the conversation that she had with Kyle Petty, but basically he said the only way she could win a race if she's the only one on the track. Well, my name is Saul Mark, Michelle Presidente, myself and Redneck from Philly, Kevin Chapman. Got to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
He made this. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for him. I'm going home, going to load my shotgun. Wait on the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well, now he's got one. He ain't seen me crazy yet.
Every time.
I'm J.B. Bernstein. I'm a sports agent.
Hey.
Who's that?
She's my neighbor. Not my type.
Why? Because she's not a model.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Right now, I'm on the verge of a huge break. Without this deal, we're done.
What's going on here? Don't tell me you signed a contract with these guys.
It's just business.
Guess what? We're out of money.
I mean, I don't know what else to do, J.B.
Hey, how fast do they pitch in cricket? I think I cracked this.
It's called Million Dollar Arm. We find the first Major League Baseball player from India.
Like being on the road?
Words cannot express.
Ray, how are you going to know if anyone can throw if you keep your eyes shut all day?
I can hear it.
Really?
Ah. That was about a 43.
Bingo.
We have our finalists.
Welcome to America, boys. Okay. All right, guys.
Who is that? Is she a servant?
She's a beautiful servant.
We can't train somebody who has never picked up a baseball. It's insane.
Okay, so how's it going?
Baseball is very hard.
This is Major League Baseball, not some social experiment.
You're not ready for this kind of pressure.
This is business.
Don't be a sideshow.
These guys are not ready for a pro tryout.
Their chances fall between slim and none.
Are you okay?
These kids, they're my last best shot.
But they're also just a couple of great kids. Kids. I mean, they're far from home.
They need to see that you care.
Wow.
This whole alternative family thing looks good on you.
Excuse this, partner. Boom.
We've got a major league tryout.
Are you messing with us?
No, I'm not messing with you. You got a tryout. All right, go ahead. Say it.
Did you kiss Miss Brenda?
No. She kissed me.
Oh!
Oh, Jimmy! Yeah.
Hello, this is Mark Timmons of Timmons Water Systems, 728 East Main Street in Brownsburg, and we invite you to come out and check out our salt and bottled water drive-thru that we have, where we'll load the water right into your trunk or salt right into your trunk. You don't even have to get out of your car. But while you're there, if you want to check out and see how we can fix your bad water, like iron, sulfur, rotten egg smell, hardness, bad tasting water, ask us how we can fix your water at a minimal cost. Give us a call at 852-3005 or check us out on the web at wefixbadwater.com.
Peter, you just pooped all over the bed.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
Hey, race fans, this is Jeff Gordon, driver of the number 24 drive-in Hunger Chevrolet and winner of...
All right, welcome back to The Balance. Clearly that wasn't the sweeper that I wanted to run, but that's okay. Myself and $2, Kevin Chapman, the redneck from Philly, is with us. $2 bill is not with us. It is one of those days. I'm blaming it all on the coffee pot. Gee whiz, I cannot believe I couldn't get any coffee. It just makes this like it's about ready to explode. You know that sound it makes like right before it gets ready to make you a delicious pot of hot brewed coffee, and then you can feel it, hear it start dripping. Well, it just perks. And that's one of those situations where perky is not good, Kevin.
And perky usually is, though.
Perky's usually pretty good. But in this particular situation, perky isn't very good at all. All right, well, let's get into the, of course, we've got the big race out at Sonoma, the final practice also happened, and today we got qualifying for the Toyota Save Mart 350. Can we attach any more sponsor names to a race title anymore? Boy,
I don't think you can.
Man, Toyota Save Mart 350 at 9:20, no shit, the race. So, all right, Clint Boyer. Picking up the fastest speed for practice, and it's five-hour energy Toyota car. Of course, it's a Toyota because it's the Toyota Save Mart 350. Paul Bernard in his Richard Bernard Chevrolet, Carl Edwards, Jamie McMurray, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr., Brian Vickers, Jeff Gordon, and Greg Biffle round out your top 10. You look at the top 10 in practice. How does that transpose to you, Kevin, as we look at getting ready for pole, setting for pole out at Sonoma today?
It is, I'll tell you right now, I love our races for NASCAR. I'm surprised to see Clint up there. I'm not really too surprised on Paul Menard. I think there's a lot of drivers I know that have, like Kevin Harvick, for example. He has had his car set up for the race during all the practices. Some, like Clint Boyer, have set their car up for qualifying. So he's going to be a little bit different, probably faster than Kevin Harvick in this part right here. The knockout is what I'm really looking at, which, as we talked before, the new method of qualifying for racing, I look forward to seeing that in a road race. I think there's going to be some cars that go to the back because they're going to get wrecked just trying to qualify.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these drivers making an appearance out there in Sonoma. One of the young drivers that I like a lot and had a chance to meet a couple years ago, last year, I should say, out at the Brickyard, and got to meet him and have a conversation with him out at the Andretti trailer. And that was Joey Logano. Really like this young kid. He's on the heels of a solid season so far. Joey Logano comes into Sonoma Raceway this weekend hoping to keep a positive mode. Joe going, but Logano said in a recent interview he likes coming here, and it's a fun track for us, meaning in NASCAR, and obviously a change up for NASCAR to come to these road courses. Sonoma has always felt like it's kind of a short track of a road course racer for me, and that's one of the things that Joey Logano said. And let's talk about that very topic. Obviously, Sonoma being a road course, and let's talk about the difference in the setup and the cars and the way the teams have to prepare for a track like Sonoma as opposed to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is coming up here in a few weeks.
Well, when you're looking at a track, for example, of IMS, which I look forward to because we're going for my birthday weekend there. I'll be 21 again. so we're many times over, but we're going to go.
We'll be there, sir.
You're looking there, all you have to worry about is when you're setting up your wedge and your track and all that, basically left-hand turns. When you're hitting road courses, number one, brakes is a total new, not really set up, but the ventilation on the brakes and everything is a lot more important in the road race. They're going to hit those brakes 10 times more, well, more than that at this week than they will making four left-hand turns. Everything about the car is entirely different, from the tire pressure to the type of tires. It's just And that's, this is what shows, like we talked about earlier, what crew chiefs and what drivers and what, well, let's see, this with teams in general know how to make changes when necessary. And they're the ones that do well, which is why Jeff Gordon, for example, has the most wins on road courses.
Well, and, you know, another good driver, obviously we're seeing him do well in practice. We'll see how he does the qualification, how he does. But if you want to look at a sleeper driver for this race at Sedona, Clint Bowyer would be that guy. Certainly, he would be one of my sleepers to win this weekend's NASCAR Sprint Cup Series out of the Sedona Raceway. He's from Kansas, I think, but he's been running a lot better lately and really has the finishes at the 1.9-mile road course in Northern California to show for it. He's won there 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago, and certainly backed it up with a quick practice. So Clint Bowyer at Sedona, what are your thoughts there, Kevin?
I like Clint Bowyer. I think he's one of those drivers that put him on a different team, I think he would be challenging a lot more for championships. He's got the talent. I just don't know if he has the horsepower and the other things that he would need, but he's going to be good. Paul Menard, which is, you know, number two in practice, he's another one you have to watch out for in road courses.
Well, let's talk a little bit, and let's just give a breakdown here. I want to talk a little bit about Carl Edwards, and certainly it looks like he's going to wind up with a ride with Joe Gibbs Racing, and that's going to push Kyle Busch over to the Monster Energy car. And I want to get into that conversation in just a moment here, but let's wind up our look at this weekend's race out at Sedona. Kevin, go ahead and give us the ins, the outs of this course, who to look for, and what are the X factors in this race.
Well, I mean, the X factors in road course really is experience. And, you know, you've got some people, which I won't say surprised, but, you know, for example, Tony Stewart qualified, well, it's number 28 in practice. That won't happen in the race. You know, Boris said he's one of those ringers that are brought in for road races all the time. You know, he's 36th in qualifying. Those, to me, are the ones that we have to watch for. Obviously, your big names, you know, we have to watch out for the Gordons, the Johnsons, the, the Bush, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, they will do well. But you have to, if I could take anybody that I guess would surprise me, or not surprise me, but one of those I don't think is on a lot of people's minds to win this race, I look at Brian Vickers.
Oh, to win the race, that would be your pick. I'm sorry, I thought you gotta just stop, man. Did he die on me? I don't know. Well, let's talk a little bit about Carl Edwards. Certainly, looks like he's going to wind up, like I said, with the M&M sponsorship. And if he does go over to Joe Gibbs Racing, Kyle Busch would then end up with the Monster Energy sponsorship and would move up the sprint car. And certainly, Carl Edwards is considering his options for the 2015 season. And I think that and if he's not made it official yet, he will be making it official. He'll be moving from the 99 Ford Fusion car and headed over to Joe Gibbs Racing. To add that to that, M&M's could be his primary sponsor. And Gibbs has long recruited Edwards. And, you know, according to Lee Spencer of Motorsports, they have really stepped up the efforts in the recent week. And I think it's all but made official, if not made official, that Carl Edwards is going to be part of Joe Gibbs Racing next year.
Right, and I think that's going to do very well for Carl Edwards. Carl Edwards is a good driver, and you put him on that team, and I think, and JGR needs it. If you look at the last time they really had tough top competitors for the championship, is when Stewart was there. Since then, they've been good. But they just haven't had that team all together to get them there. And I think adding Carl Edwards is a huge deal. And I think that's going to be great for JGR.
Let's talk a little bit. I lost my place. I lost my place, Kevin Chapman, and that happens from time. And that happens from. It does happen. Well, let's talk about the 7-Eleven car. Let's talk about Boris in Sedona. I think Boris again, he's going to be driving the number 32 7-Eleven car, or is it? Yeah, or is it a Ford car? I apologize. It's a Ford Fusion car. It is a Ford Fusion car.
Yeah.
7-Eleven car. I got it. So he's going to be driving. He's going to be doing the race out of Sedona with a big gulp in his hand, and his spotters are going to be. No, I'm sorry. That was so bad. That was so bad. Yeah, never mind. You apparently clearly have not been to a 7-Eleven recently to get that joke, and it's not worth repeating. But apparently he's going to have a towel on his head and not a ball cap. I don't know. But anyway. Oh, that's his hair anyway, isn't it? And that's worse, his curly hair. I'm sorry. Apologize. Bad jokes on the Middle Eastern people. I know. Hey, I apologize. I know that's racist. We'll have to calm down on that racist stuff.
But we're talking racing. So.
Yeah, there's never been anybody make jokes about Middle Eastern people at a 7-Eleven and things on their head before. So, and Carl Edwards just has that big chia pet on his head. So it was an easy target, right? So anyway,
exactly.
Boris in the number 32 car, in the Ford Fusion 7-Eleven car. Talk with us about Boris and his experience with Sedona. He could do well.
Well, Boris was brought in for that particular reason, for the road races. They talked about bringing him full time, and he attempted it. He's not one of those guys that could cross over and do real well on the ovals, but he is a ringer, and he. No matter where he qualifies come the end of the race, he's going to be a challenge for them, for the guys NASCAR typical driver to beat.
Well, and I think that's where his forte is with Boris, and I think his forte lies in the road courses. Would you agree?
I agree. Well, and, you know, road coursing, like I said earlier, with the brakes and all that, it's a total different mindset going into something like Sonoma, just the way you drive your car, everything. And that's what Boris is, that's his skill, road courses. He knows how to do cars. He knows when to brake. He's going to be a threat.
Well, and we'll certainly see how that plays out. We're counting down to 10 o'clock, and we're going to be having Gene Walker, host of Fourth Down Sports on Indiana Talk. And you know, if you've not heard Gene Walker before, he's great. And, you know, a little known fact about Gene Walker, outside of his radio career, he also is a manager for MMA. So he's got a couple fighters on with us before, and so that's what he does. But one of the things, if you've never listened to Gene Walker, the Fourth Down Sports Show on Indiana Talks, he really doesn't have guests. Very, very little does he have guests. He comes out of the L.A. market, but he lives here in Indiana now. But he for years, he was a radio host out in L.A., which, you know, you got to bring it out there. And he's very, very opinionated. So there's a reason, and you'll know once we get into this conversation here in just a few minutes, about the Washington Redskins and the ins and the outs of that whole scenario. There's a reason why we have him on the show today, Kevin Chapman. So that's coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Well, let's kind of go through the standings here. We know that the race is out at Sedona, road course out at Sedona, and we also know that IndyCar is not going to be on the track for another 7 days, 5 hours, 9 minutes, and now 55 seconds. That June 27th through the 29th, the 28th and 29th are race days for the Shell and Pennzoil Grand Prix of Houston. So we have not forgot about IndyCar. Of course, they've been doing some testing out at Pocono, which it's good to see IndyCar back out at Pocono, a great track with a lot of history. And certainly we talked about Pocono, Kevin, right here on this show with NASCAR a few weeks ago, but they're doing test seat out there in with IndyCar. And certainly, you know, we joke about the shape of the track, but in all reality, IndyCars were not designed to do a triangle or a tricky triangle that you may see out there at Pocono.
Pinocchio, yes.
Pinocchio. So real quickly, and then we'll get into the standings here with NASCAR, but real quickly, when you look at IndyCar doing testing out there at Pocono, of course we saw Marco Andretti wreck out. He's okay, but wrecked his car out there. And again, I want to emphasize the point that these cars weren't made to drive in a triangle.
No, and I look forward to seeing that the race, because I'm curious how they're going to handle. It's definitely a totally different setup, and I'm interested to see how they can adapt those cars for that, because I'm not a big open-wheel guy like you, so I don't know as much about the cars. So I'm intrigued to see how this is going to happen.
Well, certainly, we're talking about IndyCar testing out of Pocono, out of Long Pond, Pennsylvania. I think it's really just learning the type of track. Justin Wilson and Carlos Juarez, to have a much easier time with NASCAR and the driver's name. Of course, Team Penske was out there. And, you know, they don't really release speeds, but, of course, there's no need to release speeds in testing. But I think, really, the driver who may have benefited the most from the testing this week was Juan Pablo Montoya, again, a former NASCAR guy who raced 14 times at Pocono in NASCAR, as a matter of fact, and winning the pole in 2012 and finishing the second race of August of 2009. So it's kind of a tunnel turn, they'll call it, the second turn or the tricky triangle. And you hear us joke about it, and it looks a lot like a clothes hanger. And certainly the second test day was Thursday, I believe it was, and Ryan Hunter-Reay got out there, certainly, and he's from Pennsylvania himself, Nazareth, Pennsylvania. So certainly there was a lot of teams out there testing this week. Ray Hall Letterman, Ed Carpenter Racing was out there as well. And so we'll see how that goes. But certainly if there's any course that IndyCar's got to do testing on, it's Pocono. Well, let's look at some of the standings here. We got about 5 minutes left here. We're going to, on the clock here before we take a break, we get back with Gene Walker. We're going to be talking about Washington Redskins. Let's talk about the standings. Of course, we know Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, Dell Jr. Is your top three. But then we look at Matt Kenseth, BK, Carl Edwards, Joey Logano, and Kyle Larson, and Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch. Should we be concerned that Kevin Harvick's only at number nine, Kevin?
No. Kevin Harvick, well, first off, Kevin Harvick, Johnson, and Earnhardt Jr. are guaranteed into the chase with multiple wins. And if you look, week after week, Kevin Harvick consistently is in the top five, if not the top two. Kevin Harvick being in ninth right now, I don't think is even a concern for his team, and it shouldn't be.
Well, we talked about Clint Bowyer, but one of the drivers who's really making a move up in the point standings, I believe he came up four in the point standings this past week, is Paul Menard of Richard Childress Racing. So when you look at him, what are some of the drivers on the outside of the bubble? You know, Paul Menard, and even we could even say, make an argument, it would be a stretch, but we could even say that Austin Dillon and Tony Stewart have a good shot of really getting deep into the chase as well.
Well, right now there's only nine drivers with a win. So if any one of those get a win, with the new chase system being 12 drivers, right now a win would get him into the chase. At the end, that might change a little bit, but right now, just one win, you're in. And I see Tony Stewart pulling that off. Clint Bowyer's another one I see getting a win. I'm not too sure about Greg Biffle, which is at 15 right now, making a chase. It could happen. I don't see it happening. But Paul Menard, Clint Boyer, and Tony Stewart. I think any one of those three, which is right outside. Tony Stewart is only, let's see here, I got a math, 33 points out of the chase right now. So he's not that far out.
Well, you know what? Help us understand just a little bit, if you will, and then we're going to get in. We're going to have to take a break and get into a change gears. But help us understand a little bit, Kevin Chapman from the Redneck from Philly. Talk with us a little bit about, and which, by the way, is at Philly Country Boy, right? Isn't that your
yes?
Isn't
Philly
that
Country
your
Boy.
Philly Country Boy? Philly Country Boy, but talk with us about that new the new point systems and how does a driver get into the chase and with the new rules, like them, don't like them.
I like the new qualifying. Again, today is going to be very challenging, I think, because when you were qualifying last year, for example, you're a Clint Boyer, or Gordon, whoever you are, you're on the track, you're by yourself. Well, now there's a pack of cars that go out there. So you've got to determine at that point, do you want to test your car and see and try to pass some people, or are you worried about your time? So today's going to be fun to watch. The new chase system I like. There's 12 drivers. They're doing knockout. So basically they'll go three races, and then they'll knock three out, and then they'll go three more and knock three out. Go three more, knock three out, and then at the very end is when they'll be down to basically three drivers will be the only ones competing for the championship when it comes down to the last couple of races. They needed to change something up. For lack of better terms, to me it was getting boring. And they did put an emphasis, like I said, on wins this year, which wasn't the case last year. If there's only 12 drivers with wins, it doesn't matter where they are in the standings, they're in the chase. So it put the emphasis on last year. Drivers were able to say, okay, well, if I'm consistently in the top 10, I'll make the chase. This year, NASCAR said, that's good, but you do have to win also.
Well, absolutely. And I don't know. Again, it's change, and a lot of people don't like change, but we'll see how it is and how it plays out for the better. That's for sure. Well, I'll tell you what. Coming up here in just a few minutes, as soon as he joins us here, is Mr. Gene Walker, host of Fourth Down Sports on Indiana Talks, and welcome to all of our Indiana Talk fans that listen to us on our encore presentation every Saturday afternoon. I'm sorry, between 1 and 3 p.m. And certainly, if you don't catch us live here on Blog Talk Radio and across the nation, catch us on Indiana Talks, and you can download their app as well, and you can hear this show all over again, as if you don't get enough of it. But one of their great shows that they have over there on Indiana Talks is a show called Fourth Down Sports Show with Gene Walker, and he is a good guest. I was told yesterday that he would be on today at 10 o'clock to talk about the Washington Redskins and what was going on that. So we're going to certainly get into that conversation here momentarily. Kevin Chapman, Redneck from Philly, is our sidekick for today. We've been talking racing this entire hour in spite of no coffee. So we're still plugging on through. So I'm going to have to make a run to Starbucks as soon as this show is over, because I am going to have to get my caffeine fix on. And this hot tea is just not doing the picture. But if we look at the race of Simona?
You cannot talk today.
Man, I cannot. So real quickly, Kevin, any final thoughts before we go to a break?
No, nothing other than if you are one of those people that say, well, I can't watch NASCAR because all they do is four left-hand turns and it's boring, this is the type of race you need to watch. You'll see that, for lack of better terms, people say NASCAR drivers can't drive because all they do is go in circles. Watch this race and you'll be able to see that the NASCAR drivers actually do know what they're doing, and they can make right-hand turns.
Well, certainly the road courses are a completely different setup than the oval courses, but You know, I like both Corey. You know, we see that over in Open Wheel and in IndyCar as well. We see that they do a good mix between the road course and an oval, and nobody does it better than Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where, you know, how awesome was it this past May to have the Grand Prix of Indianapolis road course and then turn around and have the Indianapolis 500 just a couple weeks later on the oval, and they literally turned that road course into an oval course in overnight. So so if you like the oval or you don't like the oval, road courses are some good options for you. We are standing by for Gene Walker. He's going to be joining us here in just a moment. We're going to take a break. Hopefully when we get back, we'll have Gene Walker on. Going to be talking about the Washington Redskins and what in the world happened with our government overstepping their boundaries. That conversation is coming next right here on the Balance Radio Network.
In the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. Every morning I get up before that rooster crows.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Verizon to the heart of racing and is proud to announce the Verizon IndyCar Series.
Here we go.
New 20!
Football. Catch the fever.
The sport of kings.
And now let's talk some football.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. This is The Balance, so we do this every Saturday morning. It is hour number two. Welcome. My name is Mark Wessel, Presidente, your fearless leader. Make sure you're following us on all of our social media, at GBalance, at IndianMay.com, at ProIndy, and at Too Hot Corner. Speaking of the Hot Corner, every Thursday between 7 and 8 o'clock right here on the Balance Radio Network, we take an hour back out of our day and we talk about baseball and what's going on in the world of baseball. Certainly we lost a baseball great this week at Tony Gwynn in the passing of Mr. Padre. So we certainly extend our honors out to him and the Gwynn family, and certainly an Indiana native for years, Kevin, and certainly one of Indiana's most beloved Hoosiers, believe it or not. And he was a Pacer fan and a Colts fan. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Gwynn family. He lost the battle to cancer at 54 years old, known as Mr. Padre. Sorry that happened. So let's get into some conversation. We are still standing by for Gene Walker to join us of the Fourth Down Sports Show on Indiana Talk. He's going to be joining us. But, Kevin, let's get into this conversation. And then certainly when Gene joins us, we'll be able to get into this conversation. Washington Redskins trademark ruling came down this week, Kevin. And I'm really just – I don't know other than just absolute – pissed offness. And if you follow me on my personal Facebook, you saw my venting of said event. I will speak and of course he's been on the show before, Jason Hammer, good friend of the show and of the Hammer and Nigel show and WIBC as well. I will speak to what he said, and I couldn't have said it more. I actually shared his status as well, and I could not have said it more. I'm not better. I'm not necessarily a Redskins fan. We are joined now by Gene Walker, host of the Fourth Down Sports Show on Indiana Talks. And we'll get to him in just one second. But my buddy Jason Hammer says, I am not a Redskins fan, but it bothers me that the government and so many people want to change their name. If the owner wants it to stay, it should stay. He owns the damn team. Life isn't fair. If a team is called the Pansy White Peach Grove Crackers, I could give two craps. Sadly, people in our country look for reasons to be offended now, and this is just the flavor of the month to be pissed off. Hell, if anything is offensive, it's the tomahawk chop in Atlanta, just to name one. But that isn't pop culture topical right now. Right now, so nobody cares. As I've said before, you don't hear Somalia Pirates claiming their logo of the Pittsburgh Pirates is offensive. There are bigger tragedies in this world, and to help us talk about that tragedy also is that redneck from Philly, Kevin Chapman, but also host of the Fourth Down Sports Show on Indiana Talks, the one, the only good friend of the show, Mr. Gene Walker. How are you doing, sir?
Good, pal. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. You don't know this, but at the beginning of the show, I have a couple coffee pots running around here, and none of them worked. I could not get any of them to percolate coffee. I think there's a coffee conspiracy against me, so I've had to do the whole show without coffee, and I've had to resort to hot tea. But other than that, life is good.
Yeah, I've definitely had to take the air a few times without my elixir, and it's pretty ugly.
I tell you. Well, let's get into this conversation, guys, and certainly one of the reasons that we brought you on, and I love listening to your show, and it's a 1 hour, or is your show 1 hour? Maybe is it longer? But I know that it's from the time you go live to the time the show's over, it is a rant of topic of choice by you. So I thought none better than to have Gene Walker on and talk with us about this. So what say you, sir?
I guess I've had a hard perspective of it for a while, being that I am a Redskin fan. That's okay. We have three Lombardi trophies from my childhood that I still cling on to, so I'm okay. I think that, when you're talking about anything you're putting out in a marketing form, you have the chance to offend somebody, elicit a response from somebody. That's what you're doing, whether it's negative or positive. And It is an absurd notion at this point that we would change the name because some people are offended. I've been the kind of guy that would always listen to a Native American speak to me about it more than I would, let's say, an overcompensating white guy, which is basically what's been happening in this talk. You look at the senators that voted for this letter or sent a letter to President. And if you look at, you know, the mainstream guys, whether it be a media outlet or whatever, Oberman and his crew, they're basically a bunch of white guys who have sat behind their computers and their lattes in the cafe, and they've been above it all. And I can't understand for one second why we are giving so much credence to this. I have a personal assistant named Marlene. Marlene is Arapaho and Cherokee, I believe. And she's not indicative of everybody in the Native American community, but the one thing she pointed out to me was she said, if you're going to take away the Redskin name, then you have to start with the Dallas Cowboys right after it. And I said, you're absolutely right, because the Dallas Cowboys were the modern-day terrorists of their time, because they don't ride around and rape and pillage Native Americans at the moment. Doesn't mean they don't have their history. You would have to look at the Oakland Raiders and what exactly is a Raider? What is a Buccaneer? What did the Vikings do to people? I mean, if you start going down the list of all the names we really should get rid of for high-level terrorism, rape, and murder, we have four or five teams very high up on the list that need to go before color is added with skin. And I think that it's to the point now, and you brought up a great point at the top there, which was when you can tell an owner that he has to change the name of his team, we have entered a slippery slope. And I tell you, how many times have I driven by a Cracker Barrel restaurant and thought to myself, I hope black people don't own that.
I love it. Go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead.
I agree. We are the only argument I heard, which I don't agree with the argument, but if there's going to be an argument for it, it almost made a little bit of sense, which it doesn't, but a little. What I've heard is they're saying that the Atlanta Braves, they're saying that those are names of tribes. Those are not slang for the color of the skin. And that's the argument I've been told. I'm on y'all's side. I agree. I think it's stupid. I think the government should have stayed out of it. But the only argument I've heard that has any substance is Redskins isn't the name of a tribe. It is slang for color of the skin. So that, I guess, if you're going to have any credence, would be the only argument you could possibly throw against there.
Well, I don't know how many of you guys actually saw Jon Stewart's take on this, but I am not a big Jon Stewart fan to begin with. And so certainly he makes his money on stirring the soup. And I'll try to get this up on our social media, the video of Jon Stewart. He basically devoted 4 minutes of Thursday's episode of The Daily Show to the news of the trademark trial and appeal board. Canceled six registrations owned by the Redskins. Let's face this, guys. In all reality, this is not the Native American culture as a whole. They're not the ones that are stirring this up. So let me ask you this, JD, and we look at this a little bit deeper. Of course, there's appeal processes, and there's a lot of legal things that have to happen before this can happen. But two things. One, if you don't believe for 1 minute that this didn't come down from Obama, I very rarely get to influence my political opinions on my show, but this is one of those opportunities. Obama does not care about the Constitution. He's made that very, very clear. He is somewhat of a dictator. If you do not believe that
This did not come down from him. Let's face it, the Trademarks and Patents Office is under the Office of Commerce. When you do something as big as this, the Secretary of Commerce knows, which is a cabinet member of President Obama, you know damn well he knew that this was happening, this was going to, what this was about. This is all about him making a personal statement on racism. This has nothing to do with the Native American culture. And one step further, Gene, if this stands, this means that effectively the government has forced a team to change their name, because the NFL is then going to say, well, because of trademark restrictions, we can't sell merchandise, we can't make money off of that logo, you are going to have to change the name. Gene, how far off base am I on that?
Well, you know, I think you and I can agree that we don't see eye to eye politically on a lot of things, but on this one, I think you have some ground, because I don't, you know, when you start getting into being able to cancel a trademark, the trademark companies themselves came with this sort of, you know, rule like, well, we don't want something to be offensive, or we don't want something to be controversial, and yet the trademark has been there forever and a day. So if you're going to say that Obama's cabinet had got involved in this, I wouldn't put past that. I don't think that's that far of a reach. You know, and look, when it's all said and done, and I tell, you know, the couple, you know, again, I have friends on both sides of the political aisle, and the one thing that I get into with my liberal friends, because every time I think I'm a liberal, I find I'm conservative. Every time I think I'm conservative, I find I'm liberal. So I guess that makes me a moderate. And when I find myself in the middle of this, I look at my liberal friends and say to them, and I said this before my show, if you really cared a little bit about this, how much do you give then to the argument that maybe caring about the reservation is important? How about caring about whether or not they have running water or sewage or dental care for their kids or education or law enforcement guards being taken out of the way so when a crime is committed, the FBI doesn't have to take 5 years to figure one thing out because of all the roadblocks you put in, the rampant alcoholism, the rampant even more unspeakable crimes than that. And I always get the same response, which is, well, you have to start somewhere. No, you had to start on this a long time ago if you really cared. The fact is they don't. They don't care. We live in a society now where what you say is much more important than what you do. And the Redskin name itself is the banner of that whole existence. So if you change the Redskin name, then the Trail of Tears didn't happen. Then reservations don't need help. All these other things. Because if you were to get into all of that, you would actually have to get dirty. You'd actually have to write somebody or call somebody or get active. And it's the last thing anybody wants to do. So they can keep their hand in the I'm better than this or I did my part, and without having to actually get bloody about it. And the point I'm trying to make is simple. The Skins name has been around for many years. We know that Prescott Marshall did not do it to honor the Redskins. I'll be the first to admit that. He didn't. He did it because of the Red Sox and because he just wanted to, you know, keep it kind of the same thing. But a slang term, if you want to get into slang terms, why don't you, because I know you guys are going to do it on your show, list all the slang terms you've ever heard. I think this puts it in perspective. Write every slang term you've ever heard or every very derogatory word you've ever heard about race on one side of a piece of paper. And don't spare yourself one name, no matter how offensive it is. Then when you've done that list, put Redskin next to it on the other side and compare each one. And you will find that Redskin is the lamest derogatory name for a person in the history of man, short of honky. Okay, this is unbelievable how ridiculous this is.
No, I agree with you. I could absolutely agree with you anymore. Kevin, go ahead. You're up.
Well, I think they should change to Washington Rednecks. We would be okay with that. The Rednecks, we'd be all right with that. We don't care. Although, It should be Philadelphia rednecks, but we'll that's a different story.
I mean, are you gonna get? I mean, I gotta tell you, my buddies in Irish wouldn't care, but you gotta look at the fighting Irish. You gotta look at everything now, and it's just like, my God, you know, Congress itself. What I mean, I know, I go back to this, and I would always listen to a Native American. If a Native American came to me and said, "This is why I have a problem with it," I have to consider that. You know, I have to look at that. But it just seems to me that with all the issues we have, this is another baseball steroids thing. Baseball steroids should be handled by the people who handle sports, whether it be media, whether it be the people within the organization, whatever, the fans. When Congress starts taking photo ops, it just means to me that they realize this is a great issue I can get on, and I don't have to do my job. And your job should have been to go represent people. And what you're really representing is an idea. Now, if the idea is what you represent amongst your job, I'm fine with it. But, boy, they seem to show up for these things and then sort of miss votes at other times. And I've done some research on this. And I don't know, guys. To me, this whole thing, and where do we stop? Where does it end, though? The question now is, where does it end? If the Skins have to give up their name, then what else are we looking for? I mean, somebody called me chief one day. Well, I'm not Native American, nor am I in charge of anything. So is that a derogatory slang for me? Is that how he addresses me? I wasn't offended by it, but then you look at the Chiefs, you look at the Braves, you look at the Cleveland Indians, and then you branch out from there. You look at the Cowboys. It's just, I don't know, man. I think once you go down this road, you're going to find that, you know, we are living in a time right now where it is just, you look the wrong way, you blink the wrong way, you say the wrong thing regardless, and you are, and it's the only people that can stop it are us. We're the only people that can stop this instead of accepting it, stopping it. It's the only way. You got to fight to fight. And, God, I wish I was fighting a bigger battle than the name of a team. There's so many more important things to do, but it starts there, you know?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I don't want to get too far off topic, but also Indianapolis Indians here in Indianapolis. But I don't want to get too far off topic. But we look at Donald Sterling and what he said in comparison to what Marge Schott used to say. And she was able to say in baseball, Donald Sterling is kicked out of the NBA and forced to sell his team. Based on what he said, I don't want to get into the whole Donald Sterling because we beat that up to death. But certainly you got to look at what you're saying to be right, Gene, and that is that we're in a society where we're afraid to do anything, and it should not be that way in America. But what the cancellation does not mean, it does not necessarily, and I just want to make sure people understand what we're saying here. They don't have to change their name based on that. What it does is certainly there's going to be an appeal. You know that, and it's for those that don't know, this is the second time in 15 years that the U.S. Patent Office and Trademark Office, or the USPTO, has canceled the federal trademark of the Washington Redskins on grounds that the team is racist toward Native Americans. They did it back in 1999, and it was overturned by a court of appeals in 2003, and they're likely to appeal this new cancellation that would allow them to retain federal protection. And also, let me point this out, that it does have some impact. And obviously, we have our patent and U.S. Patent and Trademark Office there for a reason. But I think it goes a little bit deeper in laying the foundation, more than just the sports teams. And, Gene, you kind of alluded to this. Let's say do we now change the name of potatoes, or do we now change it? I mean, if we had a company that the government did not like the name of your company, you know, if they didn't like the name of the balance, or they didn't like the Fourth Down Sports Show because it's not really always talking about football. We don't like it, so we want you to change it. The point being is that if the Patent and Trademark Office doesn't like your name, they get to say, Well, we're not going to trademark it just because we don't like your name. Not because of the legalities of it. The reason why they should deny it is, oh, by the way, if I was to go out and buy a football team and say, oh, I'm going to call this the Washington Redskins, the reason why I should be not denied a trademark for that because there already is a Washington Redskins, not because of the racism implications. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't go out there and start basketball shoe factory or a basketball shoe and call it, you know, Indianapolis Homicideville high tops or use the N-word or things like that. I get it. There are certain limits to this. I'm not saying that this should be a free-for-all anarchy type society that we live in. And certainly, even if this passes, there's a lot of other laws that would come into play. They're based in Virginia, so you know Virginia has laws that protect them. There's also the common law, you know, where it's been around for a while and it goes into effect. So I guess I go back and make full circle here on this. This was a statement made by a president and this isn't the only time that he's made this type of move I don't even know what the reason for it to say, but the thing is the government overstepped their boundaries. What about the Chicago Blackhawks? Do we go after them next? I'm just curious, Gene. You're a hockey guy, so I'm just asking.
Yeah, I had a friend named Santa Pat who was he was a Blackfoot Indian. It's funny you bring that up. Years ago, he was kind of a 1 or 2 year enforcer on that organization. And so I asked him flat out, I go, all right, dude, you play for the Blackhawks. How do you feel about it? And he said, well, how do you think I feel about it? They pay me. You know, he couldn't have cared less. I will say this. If you really want to address a real problem, which Congress clearly doesn't, then just get involved. Just visit a website. If any of you are in doubt of what I'm saying, you listen to the show, get on a website, start looking up tribal lands in America. Look in North Dakota because they're the worst. North Dakota, South Dakota, that area. I never saw the boom and shooting chemicals in the ground and fracking, but the Native American communities out there are in a bad way, very bad way. And look at what they're asking for donations, diapers. Now, think about that for a second. They're not asking for, we had a recent flood and we need some. No. On a daily basis, they're asking for people to donate diapers. That's how far back the poverty starts in some of these reservations. You want to get involved. You want to feel better about yourself. You want to act like you care about something. Actually care about something. And since you probably don't on this side of the conversation, then that speaks volumes about your sincerity about changing the name of my favorite team. You just don't have it. It's not there. So you really care about something, you get busy. But you don't, because this allows you to stay at arm's length. This allows you to be better than everybody and allows you to be smarter than everybody. And it's not working no more, because there's a few of us on the other side, they're going to call that out. If you think I'm lying, get on the Internet and look them up. Look up tribal lands in America and go to the ones in North Dakota, South Dakota, some of those areas, and you will find the redefinition of poverty in this country. And it's embarrassing. This whole thing is a sham, and I hope that the patent office just danced the dance long enough to get rid of this and we move back on to something that matters.
I could not have said it better myself. Kevin, I'm going to give you the last word for Gene Walker, host of the Fourth Down Sports Show on Indiana Talk.
Well, first off, thanks for coming on. And you're right. This is we as a society in general have so many things to worry about. And to be honest with you, I think if they took a poll of the average American, maybe 5% of Americans even know that the Redskins just lost their patent. I don't think society cares as a whole. This is, like you said, Tom, this is Obama's last stand. He knows he can only do so much left before his presidency's up, whatever word. And he's going to do what he can to control what he can before he has to leave.
Well, absolutely. We've been joined on this excellent topic, and one of a great guest and a great friend of the show, Gene Walker, host of the Fourth Down Sports Show on Indiana Talks. Gene, talk with us a little bit about this week on the Fourth Down Sports Show and where people can listen to it and hear more of the great Gene Walker.
Well, we are thanks for the great part. We are in IndianaTalks.com. My show goes on from 11 a.m. Eastern to noon. I keep it at an hour. I'm 5 days a week. We do have guests occasionally, but I figure if I can't hold an hour, then I'll just get off. But if I ever go to 2 hours, I'll probably have more guests. I've had Bernard Hopkins, Chad Greenway. I've had a lot of different people on the show, DJ Carlissimo. And we just talk about whatever the major sports stuff, topics are for the week. Whatever's going down, certainly looking at the NCAA as I always do with, Mark Emmert's embarrassing testimony that happened last week. We'll be getting to that Monday. Exposing anything I can everywhere I can. And as you know, Tom, if the politicians stick their nose in our sports business, I'm going to get into it. I've got no choice. So we just, and that's just the way it is. I want to hold them accountable. I'm a big vet guy, being that I was in the Army. So that's really, if you ever had a political topic of me that gets me going, it's the treatment of our veterans in this country and the fact that we have to have outside companies take care of our vets is better than the government that should be totally doing that. That should be something they should be doing. And so it does cross the line sometimes, but for the most part, we talk to mixed martial arts because we manage fighters. Right. That's where I'm at in Cedar Rapids. So it's IndianaTalks.com. 11 a.m. to 12, the Fourth Down Sports Show, and then we also rebroadcast it from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock during the afternoon.
Well, there we go. Mr. Gene Walker, Fourth Down Sports Show from Indiana Talks. Gene, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me. I know, like I mentioned in earlier on in the show, that you manage MMA fights and stuff, and you're out of the fight as well. So I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us and talk with us about a very hot topic right now, sir.
You guys have a great day. Continue a great show, and I'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. Gene Walker, just a great guest. And as you can tell, Kevin, he's very passionate, and you can now see why I brought him on the show. Guys, we got to take a break, and Kevin, you and I will be back to close out the show in our final segment right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
You know, after a long day here at the Balance Radio Studios, one of the things I like to do most is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy a nice cigar and a great cocktail. One of my favorite places to do that is Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mike and Tom have the setup for you there. I'm going to tell you what, they've got a walk-in humidor, cigars, pipes, tobacco, the way you like it. You like it mild, they got it for you. You like it strong and bold, they got something for you. They got a fully stocked bar with local drafts, a very relaxing lounge, a full-service kitchen with a delicious, delicious menu, monthly cigar tasting events. You can play Golden Tee for free. Bring your laptop, relax with a nice cigar and the cocktail the way you like it. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Mr. B's Cigar Box is the place you want to go to unwind. Mr. B's Cigar Box in Avon, Indiana. Very easy to find. 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. That's 8123 East U.S. Highway 36 in Avon, Indiana. 317-272-6900. The guys out at Mr. B's Cigar Box are waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
What I'm always in, I like going fast and living for that past, and that's the way I've always been. I'm a high rider.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. This is the Balance, and we are the final segment. My name's Saul Mark Wassell, Presidente, my minions. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us for the last 90 minutes. What a great show it has been, even without coffee. What a great interview that was, Kevin, with Gene Walker, host of the Fourth Down Sports Show on Indiana Talks. And certainly, if you're listening to us on Indiana Talks right now, you know that we have an encore show that runs on Indiana Talks every Saturday between 1 and 3. So if you ever can't catch this show live between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio and across the nation, then you can go to Indiana Talks and download their app. You could be anywhere and get the Balance. Kevin, what were your thoughts about Gene Walker?
I love when he's on here. You're right. He's definite passion. He'll stick by his guns. That's one thing you say. If he thinks something about it, he is not backing down.
Well, and if you've never met Gene, but I could tell you one thing, you would not, like I say, he what he also does is he's a manager of mixed martial arts, MMA. The guy's about 6'6", I think, and he's a tank. So I don't know that I'd ever really want to disagree with him anyway. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of political views, but nonetheless, good to have him on. Great conversation, and certainly we can continue that over on social media. If you've got something you want to add, send us a tweet, at @TBalance, and we'll be glad to talk with you on that. Or find us on Facebook, by the way. Just search The Balance. And just hit like. It's that easy to become a minion. We don't require any type of, and we'll even allow Native Americans to be a minion here on the show there, Kevin. In fact, we encourage it. If you're an Indian of any kind, we encourage it. I had to go back to the 7-Eleven jokes, I guess. You know, I alienated the Indian community today big time, but we will move on. Kevin Chapman, redneck from Philly, joining us for the last half hour of the show. If you want to jump in the conversation, 917-889-8516 is the digit. And what a great time that we got. We got about 15 minutes left, and then we're going to get into our iPod shuffle, where we just kind of get into the world of whack. And I want to thank you very much, Michelle Jones, who our producer, social media director, found me some coffee at Speedway, I believe. Thank you very much. I am now in good hands, and I have coffee. So life is good. It's the little things in life that make things good, right? Well, I tell you what, it's been a crazy week in sports, and let's get into some of these conversations here. And you know, I want to talk a little bit about this story. Like I said, some stories come across my desk throughout the week, and you know, it's. It's interesting. And by the way, this is Dave Matthews weekend here in Indianapolis, by the way. So if you're out with Dave Matthews, man, I'm not going to be able to go this week, but what a great show Dave Matthews puts on. That's all I'm saying. If you've never seen Dave Matthews, you need to get out there and check out Dave Matthews. Well, you know, and Kevin, and certainly feel free to throw in any sports topic that you like, but and I didn't get you the, I was trying to pull this back up here.
Well, have you You know, they always talk about the dollar store and all that. I'll tell you right now, the Oakland A's went to the dollar store and bought a Mills. Colin, still can't believe they did this. There's a pitcher by Mills, named Mills, used to be from Milwaukee, Brad Mills, traded to Oakland A's for $1. Went in last night as the Oakland A's starting pitcher and won the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And literally $8 is all they paid to get this player.
Well, you can't beat that. They could get me for
$1. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody being bought for $1 in professional sports.
We'll have to research that. We will put our research team on it.
Yes.
Oh, we'll put our research team on it. Well, Tiger Woods coming back to the golf course. That's right, Tiger Woods will return, ladies and gentlemen, next week at the PGA Tour event in Washington, D.C., 12 weeks after having surgery on his back. Woods announced the decision Friday afternoon via his Facebook account. This is how we find things out now is Facebook. Tiger Woods coming back to the tournament in his eighth year benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation as a new title sponsor. That likely has something to do with Woods' decision to try and play. His agent, Mike Steinberg, said in an interview Friday night that the golfer would not risk his health for this event. It's a fair question, Steinberg said. I would tell you that he's coming up to the Quicken Loans tournament and congressional no matter was going to be a presence for this week. So Tiger Woods coming back. What do you thought, sir?
I'm glad for it. I think that's going to be great for the game of golf. You know, when he's not there, people don't go. They don't watch it on TV like they used to. He is a huge draw for the Dolphins by itself.
So I wanted to, and we're going to get into our iPod shuffle here in just a minute, but I wanted to talk with you about kind of on the football topic as well, and you're an Eagles guy, and certainly Michael Vick spent a good number of his years with the Atlanta Falcons, but hit the latter parts of his years with the Eagles. He talks about, in an interview here recently, he talks about these young quarterbacks. And basically, I think he's with the Jets now, actually. But he talked about how he started it all. He revolutionized the game. He changed the way it was played in the NFL. Michael Vick, he turns 34 on Thursday, believes he's a pioneer when it comes to mobile quarterbacks, and he's an all-time leading rusher at the position, having produced 5,857 yards in his career, despite missing two full seasons while serving a prison term for dogfighting. He's a pioneer, all right. What are your thoughts about Michael Vick? The things... I'm quoting Michael Vick now. The things I've done, I've pretty much surpassed myself in expectations over 25,000 yards in total offense in the NFL, and I missed a lot of years and a lot of games. Is this a guy who's full of himself? Should he be talking like this? I don't know. I mean, maybe he should be. I mean, he should be confident. He's a Jets quarterback. He used to be Arizona.
That's what he's competing against.
Yeah, he used to be Arizona. Arizona would be the place for washed up quarterbacks, but apparently now it's the New York Jets. Go ahead, Kevin. What was you said?
Well, I mean, first off, he's competing against Geno Smith in New York, so it's not like he has tough competition for starting quarterback. But you know, if Michael Vick was a running back, by all means, brag. But you know what? Michael Vick is a quarterback, so his biggest stat that he could talk about should be passing yards, not running yards. So, you know, he's full of himself. I'm glad he's out of Philly. I'm glad DeSean Jackson is out of Philly. I do not like players like that. You know that as well as anybody else. I'm glad he's gone.
Well, I'm not a big Michael Vick fan to begin with. But I will say one thing. What he's saying is true. He has been a very mobile quarterback and has been able to do very, very, very well in that position. Well, let's move on to a little World Cup conversation because USA, 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 USA.
Right.
Tomorrow, baby, World Cup USA 2014. We go against Portugal. Cannot talk today. Yesterday, it was Argentina and Iran. That got interrupted by an act of terrorism. No, I'm just kidding. Iranian joke there. And then Nigeria and Bosnia and Herzegovina. That's today. And then today also is Germany and Ghana. See, I like soccer. I'm becoming more and more a soccer fan, especially as we cover the Indy 11 here in Indianapolis. But man, you talk about a long season. What are your thoughts on the World Cup and the FIFA 2014 World Cup?
I love it. I love soccer. Ghana is in for a world of hurt today.
I didn't. I want to time out for just a second. I did not know that you were a soccer fan. Who would have guessed that a redneck would ever be a soccer fan? So see, I learned something new. Go ahead.
I used to play goalie. I was a goalie in soccer. Germany tore apart everybody they've played so far, and Ghana, we should not have won, according to analysis. U.S. was supposed to, have the struggle, not win any matches in the World Cup. And obviously we've proven, like everything else, that the U.S. can win when we want to. But
USA.
We are. The biggest thing with us right now is we got some key injuries with some hamstrings. The good thing is, so is Portugal. We should be okay against Portugal.
Go ahead, Kevin. I apologize. I had something in my ears. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we're going to do well. It's going to be a tough match in Portugal. The reality of this, Ghana's going to have another loss thanks to Germany, which helps us. I think the United States has got a shot. Will we win everything? No. But I will say this, we're going to do 10 times better than the United States was ever predicted to do in the World Cup.
Well, you know what? It would be fantastic for the USA to come out and do well in the World Cup. I have to admit, I'm not as up on it as maybe I should be, but I am getting there. So you know what? I'm gonna now make you the official soccer liaison for the balance. What do you think?
We can do that.
We can do that. You can do it. You can do it. Well, you know what? It's that time where we're going to get. And you know what? We're going to talk about the iPod Shuffle because we're getting ready to go into the iPod Shuffle that we do every week. It's the iPod Shuffle. It's kind of the world of whack. We'll say world of whack. It doesn't necessarily have to be sports stories, but we will talk about it in different things. So Kevin and I will just throw some different stories. There is no particular formula to this, and it may not necessarily be funny stories. It's just stories that people are talking about as we move through the iPod Shuffle today, June 21st, Saturday, 10:48 a.m.
My
Shuffle. We can't have any iPod Shuffle. Kevin Chapman, Redneck from Philly. We cannot have any iPod Shuffle without Free Fallin'.
Exactly.
That's a classic. Well, let's get into this. You know, we talked a little bit about Michael Vick tooting his own horn, saying that he revolutionized football. But another quarterback who was very mobile that I remember, he's now moving around in a different field, that is. And it appears that Brett Favre is getting into the arena for politics. Now, I think he's backing Republican Senator Thad Cochran, but it has also been known that Brett Favre, and have you seen any recent pictures of Brett Favre? He looks like, I don't know, he looks like the Marlboro Man or so. But he does look like he age has creeped up on Brett Favre. But Brett Favre supports Republican Senator Thad Cochran. Is he and I should have downloaded the commercial to play. But you know what? He was also one of the most useless quarterbacks in Madden football. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Just saying. So there you have it. Brett Favre, you think he should take a run at all? Yeah. He couldn't do any worse than what we've got.
No.
All right, yeah, so here we go. Go ahead.
I would say I don't think age creeped up on him, dude. That thing ran up on him.
It came up and it tackled him right in the pocket there.
Yes, it did.
All right, it's an iPod Shuffle, guys. Stories you don't know where they're going to come from. They're just things that come across my desk. And this week, I've heard of a brand new, Kevin, I've heard of a brand new Olympic sport. Yep, there's going to be the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, announced this week that hairdressing will once again be selected as an official sport in time for the 2037 Olympic Games. The news has generally been warmly welcomed by the hairdressing and gay community. I mean, hairdressing community. I'm going to get myself in trouble. So, first of all, I know it said again as to imply that it once was, but I guess it appeared in the original Greek Olympics in 776 BC, the sport soon fell when judges awarded nil points to Socrates in 699 BC, the games for poorly judged buzz cut. I'm just saying, it was also tried again in 1939 as well, and gave Hitler his mustache trim, and they quickly said no more Olympic Games for hairdressing. I'm kidding about that. So, yeah, I had to throw in you know, something about Hitler, 1939. So what do you think, Kevin? You think that's going to be something on NBC? We're going to be able to watch hairdressing?
I can't wait.
You know,
hey,
funny.
Forget they're going to take wrestling out of the Olympics. That's what trips me.
They're going to take it out? Well, they had to take something out to replace it with hairdressing.
Well, they took women's softball out because U.S. was killing everybody. So, of course, that's not their reason. That's what I think the reason they pulled it was because no one could beat the United States. But they took women's softball out, put it in its place.
I'm just amazed that we're even talking about hair dressing in
a sport,
the Olympics, as a sport. Here's something, guys. Breaking news. Excessive consumption of cakes can lead to obesity. Breaking news. Scientists have discovered and released their findings after a 10-year study into the effects of excessive cake consumption on the human body. Apparently, nobody told me this, Kevin, but apparently eating too much cakes and sweets can lead to obesity.
Well, I'm shocked. I mean, I thought that was a good diet.
Beer and cake, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. That's what I say. And
well, you
got to
wash the cake down, right?
Yeah, why didn't anybody tell me that it was bad for me? But, hey, this is the iPod Shuffle. You don't know what's going to happen. We got about 5 minutes, 4 minutes actually left on the clock here. So, you know, we'll try to get through this. Now, here's another story, not really sports related, although we use Google a lot in preparing for our show and so forth. But Bing, believe it or not, passes Google as most used search engine. And that was pretty shocking to Bing. They were seen bouncing all over the place. So Google apparently is going to be doing a drawing with an upside down Bing and call it Bong. Now, or Bunk, I should say. But yeah, so I don't know. I've not really ever used Bing that much, but I guess people are using Bing as the top search engine.
Never used it.
I've used it once or twice. The thing about it is, what I don't like about it, it seems like it only takes, it doesn't, to me anyway, and I could be wrong, maybe that's me, but it seems like it doesn't provide you as much options. And it seems like it only takes you to Yahoo-supported sites. I don't know. But, I don't know. So, we know now that through the iPod Shuffle, we know that hairdressing is going to become an Olympic sport in 2037. We also know that excessive consumption of cakes can lead to obesity. We also know that Bing passes Google as the most most used search engine. We know that Brett Favre is getting involved in politics. So there you have it. You know, that is what's going on in the iPod Shuffle. Of course, there's a lot of sporting news that are going on. Certainly, you know, the Brewers outlast the Rockies at 35 hit slugfest. You know, that happened. The Buffalo Bills are for sale, officially for sale. So, you know, maybe we could put our money together and buy the Buffalo Bills. That's going on. The Bears released veteran defensive lineman Odajani. I'm sorry. We know about the Redskins, by the way. Did you know that the Redskins lose their federal trademark? Did you know that, Kevin? And Sherman was involved in a scuffle at the Seahawks camp. And those are kind of some of the things that are going on. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of this Sherman guy anyway, but him and Phil Bates got in the middle of a heated scuffle where some swings were swung, I guess. And, you know, what was that he screamed to the top of his lungs and did a Richard Dean on NFL? You miss me! You miss me! maybe that's what was going on. Maybe Bane said something like, I'll mess with you, I'll mess with you. Well, guys, hey, we come to the end of our iPod Shuffle. And, of course, we've got about 1 minute left on the clock. That redneck from Philly, Kevin, go ahead. We'll give you a 30-second rant. Go.
Well, I don't know if you saw, but I think I shared it on my Facebook with you, but I guess over in Europe, some lady was like decided on her third floor apartment to lay out with no clothing on, and somebody
I saw
just
that,
ran
that.
Into. Did you see it when the two guys hit each other?
Yeah, it caused a car accident or something. And
yeah, the guy that got hit gets out of his car, and the guy that hit him just said, "Hey, you know, this is why I wrecked." They both hooked up. And the dude that got hit was like, oh, I understand. It's all cool.
I did see that. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. We've ran out of time again here on The Balance. Join us for the Hot Corner on Thursday. Remember, don't drink and drive. Go USA, USA, Team USA. Tomorrow, Kevin, you have yourself a good week. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Guys, that's going to do it. My name is Tom Marcos, El Presidente. Make sure you catch our encore show on Indiana Talks. Well, I am out of here.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.